Now have you ever seen the Great Train Robbery? When they take all the money off the train. Yeah, and he goes, oh, it's too much money when they put it in the room, yeah. That was £24 million they put, yeah. And I in today's value, that £24 million that they spread between the nine of them is worth £54 million. When the council gave me their policies, they gave me £50 million for each year backdating 10. So I've got the Great Train Robbery times 10 just in that there. Then I went and got the same offer the NHS because they made me a complete fabricated mental health record trying to help the police. And I can prove the whole record was frauded. So they've never diagnosed me with nothing, but they've gave me all the records. Now they've gave me all their insurance policies saying unlimited, unlimited, unlimited. Now I'm allowed to claim whatever I want. So I couldn't work out how to get 50 million out of the money. So now because my criminal record was frauded for 10,000 days from 96 till today's date, what's been worked out is that I'm allowed a minimum wage for every day. I could have been a doctor in 96 or could have had a good career. But because I've got an identity crisis and someone's made up a complete record for me, then I'm tampered. So I get minimum wage for each day, and that worked out to £31 million. Then there's a thing called the litigant fees. Now, if I had litigant on my own, I'm allowed to claim under the new law 2025 and in retrospectual, I'm allowed to claim my correspondence between me and you, like your were charged, yeah. So I'm allowed to charge for all of my stuff if I'm writing a letter now and claiming against somebody, and I've proved that case to be won. So that works out to about £15 million just in the thousands of emails. So I've managed to work out how to get the 50 mil out of it, and I've just done the N1 claim form, got all my pre-action conduct there and all the evidence in it, and I just submit that over in a minute. But just before I submit it, I'm getting a couple of grabs and punches, you know, which is well expected. But
yeah, okay. Right. So what I have basically written down is obviously we spoke about the video and you were explaining what you were like saying to her in that video about your website and about like calling the police on her. You said you didn't go to her house, you went to the person that lives in front of her, and then she started speaking to you, and then that's sort of where that's heard from. You didn't say anything to her about harming her or her unborn child or her child.
No, that's not true. I didn't even see her.
Explain to me about how you have been like victimized by other people who live in the flat, and she's one of them who taps. Is it on her kitchen wall? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I'll send you a picture of it now of what's happening.
So she taps on her kitchen wall.
Look, this is it now. That's the link. So if you click that link there, it'll show you the front of my block. If you scroll down just a minute, you'll see pictures of the front of my block, and then you'll see inside of my kitchen of what she's doing. Now, and then you see her stairs as you go up. You see my front door. You can see her balcony. Now, you can see the distance in between the doors. So when I'm knocking on Richard's door 113 there, you can see her door is 114. That's the video where you see me under Evidence Exhibit BB5, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So okay. That's the layout
and
of
then,
the building.
You explained about how your mum wrote to you and told council about this.
Yeah.
And then, what else? So just in relation to the allegations on that day, you got yourself takeaway, you went to get your food, realised there was food missing in the bag, you ran back to the delivery driver, you guys were standing outside, but he was trying to speak to the shop, and then he said that he was going to go back and get the stuff missing. At this point, you were speaking to the delivery driver and also your friend Saeed, who you said you'd send me his number. And then you see her drive past in a car, which you didn't know she ever had. You'd never seen her drive in a car before. No. And then she parks in the far car park. Someone else who lives in the block is passing, says hello to her. He goes into the block, you greet him, and then you get your...
He doesn't go inside my block, huh? A gentleman's in the far car park, and I must see, I can see him coming from the shop because he has to walk through the park, but I can't see her in the corner of the car park where she's parked. But she's far away from me, well far. We're not close to each other. He's walked past her, and I've seen him say, "Oh, you're right," to her, because he's like, lights can go on, blokes like, so he's like, "Oh, you're right," to her. So I've got him. But then he's walked past the front of my block, because he don't live in my block. He lives in the big houses across the road. So his name's Mark, a black guy, and he's nothing to do with me. Like, he's just one of the... But he's seen that I've done nothing wrong, and he's come and said, "No, this is a lie. This is out of order. I'm not tolerating it." And obviously, he's her friend, because he said hello to her, and he's walked past me and said hello to her. And now he's come along, and he's all over the body cameras of the police saying that he's not, that he wants to put a statement, this is not fair. And the police refused to take that statement. Had they taken that statement, then none of this would be happening to me under the Evidence Act 1996. They're supposed to collect evidence.
And then, okay, so then you were then speaking to your friend and the delivery driver, and the delivery driver goes, comes back to food, he gives you the food, you go back to your house, and that's sort of you down.
Yeah, by an hour and a half later, the police put you
down. Pardon?
Yeah, an hour and a half later, but just as I... It's took her like an hour and a half for the food to be cooked.
At this point, I know, on the day, did you speak to her, or did you see her in front of your flat or in front of her flat? The only time you saw her was when she was in the car and when she was in the car park. That's it. But you never actually even spoke to her or was anywhere near her. So you have said, so you obviously didn't say anything about blowing back the car. You didn't make any threats to her. And then just sort of like touch on the police, you just didn't open the door because of how they got on you in the past, and you wanted to get your medical note about the hernia surgery you had, because you just felt that you were too ill to sort of be taken to the police station, etc. And that's basically it, right?
Yeah, basically, that is 100%. Yeah, I'm not getting back to eat my food.
Yeah, oh, that's
I was so gutted, you know, honestly. It's like 45 hours. Yeah, I was so gutted.
That's probably the worst thing of the whole thing.
I was so upset, because I was thinking it was a treat. You can imagine.
That's annoying. Yeah, okay.
So shall I show you Saeed's statement? It's only a JPEG, so you can see roughly it.
I mean, you can
I'd like to. I'm going to show you part of it. Yeah, I'll get him to phone you as well.
So the only way to make the statement evidence at court is for it to be something called a witness section 9 statement, and for that to be done, I need to call him, take his statement, and then make it a court statement, and then we can then put that to the court. So if I kind of just take yours, then the court are not going to accept that.
Okay, I'll make sure that's covered. I'll make sure that he sends it to you. But just so you can see that I'm genuine and that I have got a statement, and I'm going to send it.
No, if I don't believe you. That's fine, but it's just, it has to obviously be done in a legal way for the court to accept it. And then, so I will obviously speak to Andrew. I will say everything that me and you have spoken about. And then I will let you know if he has any other questions or anything for you. But in the meantime, obviously, if you have any other questions, you have my email, so please feel free to email me and say anything you want to say to me. Try and get me the details for you so I can speak to them obviously before the trial and get the statement done. You wanted me to send you the body warrant. I think basically, unless you had any other questions for me.
No, not really. It's just that I'm not going to prison and that.
You're not going to prison. I mean, if your previous convictions were like last year and the year before and the year before, as you just said, you haven't been in trouble for like 25 years. So there's no reason for you to go to prison.
I don't want a record.
The prisons are quite full, so they're not trying to...
Yeah, but I don't want a record from it neither. Like, just be under
what do you mean by a record?
Like a criminal record. I don't.
But you have a criminal
record. Yeah, but from 2009, and that 2009 record, the last time I was in trouble was in 2009, And since one of the reviewing teams has gone in, say like when the first time I ever get nicked or a client gets nicked, you get a caution, In your criminal record, it says my caution date is 1997, say. Someone's gone into my record and they added loads of offences before 97, but they've added them all in the year of 2000. So in the year of 2000, they've used all DNA from 2000 and cases, and they've made my whole record up, So now my whole record is, if you look at my copy of my record, If you go to the copy of the convictions, look at the reprimand warning in it, then scroll down and look at it and look at all of the first dates. You're going to be like, oh yeah, that's out of date, that's out of date, that's before the first reprimand, that's before the, and the first six of them are before the first reprimand warning. Then all of the rest of them are frauded as well, because all of the dates, you check on the charge times and the dates I was pleaded for the pin, the courts were closed. So you can see the whole record is frauded and tampered with. It's easy even with what you've got there. Just to look at the first reprimand warning in it, and then look at any other date, you'll be on last couple of months before, last month before, last month before. And I've asked the courts and the police station in Accra, and I wrote to them, they've all agreed. Even the police officers on this day here check the record and goes to me, you're right, your whole criminal record is frauded. Look at this, look at this, look, it's impossible. So that's what I just don't want to, that's what I'm saying. Oh, that before, in 09, the last time I got in trouble, supposedly for a pair of trainers, my mum had already found 9 cases prior to that that the High Being Isn't in Court have said is frauded. So that brings me back past 09. That means I've been out of trouble for longer than 25 years, you know. So, and that means a lot to me, you know, now. It's like a changed person.
No, I understand. And obviously, we can't guarantee anything, but obviously we will try our best.
No, thank you. Yeah. That's enough said. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to speak to Andrew. I'll let him know everything we've spoken about. And obviously, I know you were a bit worried about the time, but it's definitely more than enough time. Obviously, I've spoken to you today. If we can try and get that statement from your
Saeed,
friend,
I'm going to send you the number and hopefully within the next hour. I'm going to phone him now and ask him straight if you can call him.
Yeah, then obviously I can do that this week and then, that would be really helpful. But yeah, if you have any other questions.
Has she agreed to come to court? She's coming to court definitely already, yeah?
Well, she said she is, but I don't know how often the CPS like keep up with people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if like they sort of email her every week to say, by the way, you're still coming. I'm not sure.
Because it said that I have to request for her to come in the paperwork you got sent me. And if I don't request for her to come, then the prosecution's going to be relying on the paperwork without her attending the call. It says it in the prosecution's paperwork. So that's why I wrote to you and said, please, can you guarantee that she's going to tell the prosecution?
No, it does say that she is the complainant, right? Yeah. So she is the person who's saying that this and that's happened to her. So she kind of has to come because it isn't a case without her.
No, it says that she ain't coming to court 100%. It says it in all the paperwork here. It says it in the first page.
She is. It says that she's coming to court and that it says there's been screens ordered for her, which is basically when she gives evidence, there'll be like just something blocking her so that she can't see you and you can't see her.
And I've got, if I send you up videos of her banging on the wall at me and attacking me and a couple of statements of everyone else that witnessed it, will that help me in my case as well?
The witness statements, I would say, still sort of the same. For it to be a legal witness statement, it would need to be a Section 9 statement. So it would be, I have to speak to the person and write up the statement. But with the pictures and the videos, I feel free to send that. And we could, obviously, I can show it to Andrew.
And I can send you the emails which prove that what happened with my mum writing about them not and them not.
Yeah.
It sounds. I'll send you the proper documents.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. Think about what you think might be relevant for the case, and then yeah, feel free to email.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and for your patience.
All right. No worries. No, that's okay. All right. So I'll keep you updated. Obviously, you keep me updated. And then yeah, we'll go. Yeah.
Come cool if you can. Okay. It'd be nice to have you at court, man.
It actually would, to be honest. I don't think I'm doing anything like it, so I actually might ask.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see you.
Let me come along. Yeah, that would be nice. I'll hopefully I can. Yeah, because that would be good for my training anyway to see it. So, yeah.
Right. Well, God bless, and I'll email you soon.
No worries.
No.
All right, thank you very much. Bye.
Sixteen forty-three.